intense kind of vocal thing. Perpetual Motion.
But Bucci, it's Christmas!
Last time on Bucci.
It's the poor man who blames Christmas for not doing what I told him to do.
Bucci! Oh, wait, I gotta turn my radio down. Bucci!
Bucci!
Who's that spirit standing at the foot of my bed? Speak!
I want you to rediscover beverages. Do not be scared. It is not going to kill you. It is only sparkly water.
Well, that's not exactly my fantasy. What my fantasy is, since the Youngbloods were from Point Reyes Peninsula, you know, this is a fantasy.
I've taken the form of a ghost that, like, could really use a Diet Coke right now. I don't think I'm going to give it back. I think I'm doing a little bit more than borrowing. I'm taking it.
I'm androgynous. And I just got a haircut. It makes me look like Lord Farquaad. I'm sorry that you're lonely and that you don't
didn't
have
say
an
that.
Interesting social circle.
I definitely didn't say I was lonely.
Well, he's kind of drawing out this conversation with me.
What is on the other side that you can tell me all about?
Oh, Bucci, you're not going to like this.
I'm in prison. We're in prison. You really messed up, man.
I'm in my probationary period, but I'll be licensed soon.
I was the father of the ocean, but I died. So the current ocean is Ocean Junior. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is the ghost of Mrs. Bucci's future happiness. Mrs. Bucci's future happiness counts her happiness in diamonds. Woo!
Oh, yeah, I'm the ghost.
Do the voice.
I'm the ghost of your breakfast.
Oh, you're a bunch of eggs. Oh, hi, ghost of... 4 eggs.
That's not what you had for breakfast.
I've never experienced this before as a ghost. Usually I'm the one creeping, and now I'm like, I'm scared.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Oh, Spirit, you have an Easter basket for me? I haven't had seen one of those since I was 38 years old.
And it's filled with psychotropic drugs.
Oh,
Mr. Bucci! Yes, 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 Mr. Bucci!
Yes, Mr. Bucci!
It's Bucci.
Bucci.
Do you have the time to listen?
Bucci.
Woo! Dramatic beginning to the show.
Sexy.
More dramatic than sexy. But I don't want to, you know, kink shame. Maybe you like dramatic... beginnings of radio shows. Let's stop talking about that. And also bring this down. Doot doot. Alright. I have to... There are a herd of chairs. What do you call a herd of chairs? You know, like a pride of lions or a bushel of buffalo or whatever the heck it is. I almost cursed. There's a bunch of chairs just kind of roaming free in the studio. Every single one of them is either too short or too tall or has a guy in them. There's a couple of guys just who never leave and they just sit in the chair. There we go. Also in the studio, Cremo Coyle left his softball in here. Joined a softball league. People probably already know that, but he joined the softball league a couple of weeks ago, and he's super into softball. And it's right after a show, so he usually does the last hour of his show in a softball uniform, which if you listen to the show in the last hour, you can definitely tell. It's giving softball, as my grandmother says. That's not the crack of a softball bat. It's a can of Christmas. left over from the holidays. Oh. It's spoiled. That is rancid. Nothing worse than old Christmas juice.
Bucci.
It's not a Bucci.
Adage.
It's brandy. I'll drink it. It's like 90% brandy. Ow. Getting adjusted. I have these, I don't want to get too much into it because people don't like when I talk about my body, but I'm a little uncomfortable because I got these bunion correctors on that are supposed to like stretch your feet out so it corrects your bunion. And baby, they hurt.
They hurt. They hurt. They hurt.
Bucci, I got it. Mrs. Bucci gave them to me as a stocking stuffer this year. And I do need it. I tell you, these bunions are so bad. The stockings had a bunion corrector on them. The stockings bunions were also being corrected.
Sexy.
I get rid of that drop. But on the other hand, do I really need another correcting device that may or may not be medically sound, you know? Frankly, you know, I don't trust the source, Mrs. Bucci. Mrs. B's Hippocratic Oath is different than other people's Hippocratic Oaths. The first log line in the Hippocratic Oath that Mrs. Bucci follows is get Bucci's bunions corrected. Second, do no harm. And then third, get Bucci's pores filled in. She says my pores are so big she could lose a quarter in them. But so I think these things are doing maybe irreparable harm. See, look, hold on. You like Velcro them and it just spreads your toes up and it really prevents you from doing a good radio show. That's what the small print says. And I already have other correctors. I'm really sorry about all that. I'll stop talking about medical stuff in a second. But it just got me thinking. I do have all these other, like every other part of my body is also being corrected. I got a back brace for my posture. I got a knee brace for my knee. I got a tongue flattener to stop me from gossiping. I have a garter belt to help with hitchhiking. All of these correctors, and now the bunions. The puppies have been locked in the kennel. But it'll all be worth it. Next summer on the beach. Sun's out, bun's gone.
Bun's gone. Bun's
gone. I gotta get out of this friggin' fleece. So, yeah, sorry I was out last week, my friends.
Trust Bucci.
It was tough. I didn't want to be out. People who sell gloves to Bucci know that when he doesn't show up for his show, his hands start twitching, and it becomes next to impossible to try on gloves. So the glove salesmen get all frustrated with Bucci. So I try not to miss shows because I want to keep my glove salesman happy. Oh. It just stopped. But I was just Christmas junk. I was in the Midwest visiting. It was nice. But I was itching to get back to those cozy brown snows of the East. So I flew in on the 29th back to the city, getting all set for New Year's Eve, NYE. I love NYE for financial reasons primarily. I sell plastic top hats that say Happy New Year on the brim out on the streets. My main customers are those fools who pack in to Times Square to watch the ball drop, standing 12 hours in the cold like sardines. No bathrooms. But then I thought, opportunity there. One of the benefits of buying the Bucci brand New Year's Eve top hat is that it can be used as a toilet. I got the bright idea last year, and I took the hat band that says Happy New Year, and I replaced it with one that says Public Restrooms. And baby, my sales doubled. People were buying 2-3 top hats. And so they, instead of ringing in the new year with their pants filled with their dinner, they rang in the new year with like a bunch of top hats filled with it.
Bucci.
It's not.
Adage.
Not a Bucci adage. But so anyway, I was about to, I had all my top hats and noisemakers and whatnot. I had them all in my bag and I was all ready to go sell them when this is absolutely crazy. I was arrested. I was heading into the city and a cop grabbed me and I said, "What's going on, stupid?" No, I didn't say that. But apparently someone who looked like, and I stress looked like Bucci, was caught on camera in a Guitar Center or something stuffing mandolins into his coat. And it was caught on camera. And, of course, I was innocent.
Bucci promises.
But they showed me the footage, and gosh, did it look like Bucci. 6'7", shaped like a triangle, a big scar. Just holding it in his hand. And it looked like me, man. But I wouldn't touch a mandolin with a 10-foot mandolin, like another one. People follow Bucci on Instagram. Bucci Nights. Know that he's a loot guy. Friggin' loots. That's what I go crazy for. Got that shirt, "Loots are cute," which I burned in a trash can because it's just so cheesy. I showed him my Instagram, Bucci Nights. I said, "Look, stupid, I don't like mandolins," and I show them a picture of me not liking a mandolin. But they said I could be pretending. I said, I'm not that good an actor. Look at my face. I'm all sourpussed. So they were keeping me. And luckily, I had a alibi. The time and the instant, I was with my current wife.
Mrs. Bucci.
And so they gave me a phone call and I called her up, asked them to please, 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 please tell them that I was with her. And she did. For like $6 she charged me, Venmo'd me. And then after that, they released me. It was a scary time. It was sobering. Sobered me up. I had all that Christmas brandy. It might as well have been water for all the good it did me. So I, in my rage, I decided to do something about it. People, I'm talking to you mostly, people, when things happen to them, they just lay down and say, "Well, that'll probably never happen again." Or, "Boy, that happens a lot, but I guess that's life." Not me!
Beep, 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 beep.
That drop is too long. So I thought, okay, since the cops are boneheaded, I think maybe I need to do their job for them. Maybe I need to step in. So I created, just this last week, an extrajudicial body that I like to call
Bucci's Crime Watch.
Bucci's Crime Watch.
Tonight, the streets tell their stories. When crime strikes, silence is not an option. Stay alert. Protect the streets. This is Bucci's Crime Watch.
So what it is, I set up a number, 201-209-9368. And if you see a crime out there, this is, you can call this number. This is only for today, Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m., after which they said they were going to disconnect the number. It's not going to be a crime watch number. But for this hour, if you see a crime out there, you can call Bucci, 201-209-9368, and report it. And Bucci's Crime Watch will...
Bucci's Crime Watch.
Will act accordingly, whatever that means in the moment. Maybe stop them. Maybe do a nice tackle. Because these cops are all busy beating on people and running into walls and hitting themselves on the head with their own guns. And they're missing all the real crimes. And if you don't see any crimes, people out there, I can hear like I'm no rat, Bucci. You can't make me rat. And I don't see any crimes. I haven't seen nothing. I don't know nothing. It's worth more than my job's worth. But that's okay. If, because I have another element of Bucci's Crime Watch.
Bucci's Crime.
If you want to commit a crime, but you're not sure if it's safe to do so, if you don't know anyone's looking, maybe there's a surveillance operation, the feds have moved in, call up 201-209-9368, and Bucci will be your lookout man. And I can call the cops and divert them, I can create a diversion, or tell you to back off.
Thinking about crossing the line? Before you do, call Bucci's Crime Watch. We'll watch out for cops and tell you when it's safe to commit a crime. Stay alert. The streets are yours.
So two sides of the Bucci's Crime Watch. So you want to commit a crime? I don't judge, and in fact will help you. And if you want to prevent, I've said this four different ways now. I think you got the picture. And if you want to frame someone for a crime, like maybe people in the chat, anyone in the chat, you want to frame them, I'm down too. I'll frame someone. I'll collect evidence, or I'll plant it. It's Faith No More. Evidence. On WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Bucci's Crime Watch.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music. Hey, it's Bucci. We're doing the Bucci's Crime Watch. You see a crime, call 201-209-936 and report it. And we will, Bucci's Crime Watch will make sure that crime is stopped or slowed. And if you don't see any, you can call Bucci and make sure that no one is looking before you commit your own crime. All right. First call on the hotline. Let's get going. Oh, they hung up. Don't get scared. 201-209-9368. Caller, you got Bucci. No, you don't. Caller, now you have Bucci.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm fine. Who is this?
This is Andrew.
Oh, wait. Do you want to be anonymous?
Probably better.
Okay, I'm just going to call you Andrew.
Okay, because I'm not it.
So, no, no,
yeah,
I know.
Code name.
Yeah, that's your code name, right. Andrew. I'm going to say Andrew underscore six. All right, Andrew underscore six. What, you want to report a crime? You got a crime that you want reported?
Yeah, it's a little bit confusing. We're going to figure it out together as we go forward. This is somewhere along Fifth Amendment territory as well, I think.
Okay, well, I love the Fifth Amendment.
Me too. And this is kind of like, this is malum prohibitus. But I'm holding an illegal item in my hand. I'm intending to commit a crime.
Oh, you're going to commit a crime? You want to commit a crime?
Well, no, I don't want to. I don't feel like it should be a crime, but it technically is in the end. So, you know?
What's the crime? We can't get started until you tell me what the crime is.
Well, it's because I don't know what questions I really have. Six. It is a matter of substances, controlled substances that are prohibited in the mix. It's a mind-expanding, rarely love-tolerated...
It's not ayahuasca, is it?
Not currently, no.
Okay, it's not currently ayahuasca.
No.
All right, so you want to commit a crime, you want to do whatever you want to do with these illicit substances, but you don't want the cops or the feds or anyone busting down your door while you enjoy it.
No, which is why you think it's really dumb for me to call you, but I love the show.
Oh, well, thank you. First off, it's never dumb to call Bucci.
No.
You tell yourself that in the mirror or write that on your hand. You know, just make sure you know that, or next to your phone. But I think you should go ahead and do it, and I will distract the police. So go ahead and do your activity right now, please.
Bucci, you're so cool. We're on it. Yes, here we go. Hold on.
Hey, guys, I think I saw a dog being stolen over there. No, don't worry about that. Yeah, that's over there. Yeah, no problem. They're gone. Go ahead. You're good. All right, bye, Andrew_6.
I just committed a crime. Thank you, Bucci's Crime Watch.
Caller Ego Bucci.
Good evening, Bucci. It's the ghost of George Michael.
Okay. The ghost of George Michael, again.
That's correct, Bucci. Listen closely.
Didn't I banish you back to the Netherworlds last show?
The pet adoption in Jersey City, there is currently a cat robbery taking place.
Right now?
Right now, as we speak.
Okay, now, George Michael, do you...
Yes.
Yes. Are you committing this crime, or do you want the crime?
I'm a ghost, yeah. Right. I'm a ghost, Bucci.
Okay.
Good
Bucci.
Night, Bucci.
Okay. Oh my God, he's right. Puppies! There's someone stealing a puppy or a cat or something. I don't understand. Yeah, ghost of George Michael. Whew. Avoided that.
Got me! Damn you, Bucci's Crime Watch!
So far, we have stopped a crime, and we have allowed one to happen. So it cancels each other out, right? Yes. The answer is yes, they do cancel each other out. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hi, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, you doing okay?
Yeah, relatively.
Relatively. I love to hear it, man. I also am relatively okay.
Ah?
Yeah, I mean, that's about as high as the bar goes, right?
Well, yeah, without being deluded.
Right, without being completely insane, that's about as far as anyone's bar is.
Without admitting that there's stuff going on that you'd rather not admit.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Or if you're Timothy Chalamet, who seems to be, his star is just rising and rising.
Ah. Yeah.
I bet you ask him, he'll be like, I'm doing great. Not even relatively.
With or
by
without
any
the
measure.
Back brace.
Yes. I would. Okay. Does he have a back brace? Okay, Franco, do you want to commit a crime or do you want to prevent a crime? Because I'm watching either way.
Well, I think I got all my criminal impulses out of my system relatively early.
Okay.
With virtually no blowback. Which is amazing, considering how reckless and stupid I was.
Right.
If you want me to tell you a couple, I could.
Yeah, well, just tell me one. You're going to tell me a crime that not one you're going to commit now, but one that you committed in the
no,
future.
No.
A
this
past.
Crime was past. Committed in 1967.
Okay.
With the, let's see, I was being vetted for the hoodlum gang at our elementary school. So one Saturday, there was a heist that we were all going to participate in. And what this heist was, there was this place, I don't know if they had them on the East Coast, it was called the Thrifty Drugstore.
I'm sure
and there was one
like
within walking distance
called
of our houses. We lived in a tract house.
Cumberland Farms.
And we decided, one
they
Saturday morning, we decided,
which I don't like.
Let's go steal a bunch of records. So we doubled up some shopping bags and went to the record department.
Right. It's always
and we all selected records.
You weren't. It wasn't a smash and grab thing.
No, but this I did witness. After we just did this so ruthlessly and walked out the door with a big bag of records. Well, one of the hoods.
Yes, the hoods. Oh, the cops got Franco.
You're busted.
Sorry, Franco. That crime that was committed 58 years ago, I'm sorry, but you're busted for it.
I just committed a crime. Thank you, Bucci.
That's the wrong drop. 201-209-9368. You want to stop a crime? You want to commit a crime? I'm watching out for you either way. If you want to call in to stop a crime that you want to commit yourself, like you've been looking at these jewels, right? And you see someone else trying to steal the jewels. And you're like, man, those jewels are for me. They're for Bucci. Not Bucci, someone else. And I can do that. Or you could commit a crime and then call to give misleading information, to call your... Anyway, it's confusing. But trust me, I'm there for you at any by any means necessary. Period. Call you a Bucci.
Hello, Bucci?
Yes, hello. Who's this?
Hi. I would like to commit a crime.
Okay. Do you want to remain anonymous or with a fun, fake name?
Sure. For some reason, I'll be Clark Griswold.
Clark Griswold. Yep. Okay,
yep,
Clark.
Clark Griswold here.
I think I might just call you Clark. Maybe I'll call you Griswold. Okay, Griswold. You want to commit a crime? What do you want to commit? What do you want to do?
I've always wanted to counterfeit money.
Ooh, okay. I like that. You're playing with the Secret Service there. They're tough people, I guess. I don't know.
You know, I'm pretty tough. I had two older brothers, so the government can mess with me if they want.
And they'll lose, this stupid government.
I probably would lose big time, but, you know, I'm willing to go up against them for this. I would like to counterfeit $1 bills, so it's a long burn. You got to be patient with crime. Got to put some money up front for the machines.
So you just want to confit, you just want not just one $1 bill, but several $1 bills.
Oh, tons. Over decades, I've had this.
Decades. Well, I can't watch out for
decades. Decades of this $1 bill counterfeit crime. How would you ever get caught?
Well, you know what, Griswold? As far as my experience with that is that the paper that the money is printed on is the tricky thing. It's not getting the ink or anything like that. It's that very specific money paper that is the trickiest thing. Now, do you have that? You can't just cut it out of your loose leaf notebook.
No, I'm an artist. So I probably have some friends that can make some. Or you just go on the dark web and find people that know how to do this stuff. And you get it done. You
okay.
Put a lot of money up front. And then in a few decades, maybe you'll make your money back.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how many ones we could have in circulation for how long before you get caught.
I have no idea. All right, so Griswold, do you want to commit this? You want to start counterfeiting right now, and I will distract the police who are swarming the Secret Service, led by Dang Bong Gino.
I already have the machinery, actually. I've been in touch with some people.
All right, go ahead. Ready, and start counterfeiting.
Okay.
Hey!
Oh,
go,
my
quick,
money.
Quick, 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 quick.
Don't make it rain.
Yeah, nothing's happening over here. Just regular money. Yeah, yeah, don't worry about it. Go, go, go. Keep more.
Woo! It's really going up. We're in the money.
All right, Griswold. You did it.
Committed a crime. Thank you, Bucci's Crime Watch.
All right. Thanks, Griswold.
Taking a bite out of crime.
You're
taking
a bite out of crime and spitting it back out illegally. Okay, bye.
Thinking about crossing the line? Before you do, call Bucci's Crime Watch. We'll watch out for cops and tell you when it's safe to commit a crime. Stay alert. The streets are yours.
It's a long tail at the end of that. Just picture me doing a lot of kung fu and like looking through glass, magnifying glasses, and crank calling the police. Call you, Gabooch.
Hi. So
I have a lot of things on my mind.
Okay, who is this, or who? What is your real or fake name?
Oh, God, you can call me Lucy. And I'm thinking guns.
What are you doing with guns?
They just look cool, you know. You can do a photo shoot with them in a bikini. Mm-hmm. And then you could also get... I'm sorry, I'm sick.
But that's not a crime there, Lucy. I mean, you can, I, as far as I know, I mean, I'd be in jail, under the jail, if it was illegal to pose with a...
methamphetamine. Oh, I would get a boob job and I wouldn't pay for it.
Okay, you want to do that now? If you want to do that, I will distract your parents.
I want triple D's.
Okay, go ahead. I'm not stopping you.
Ew, you suck.
Go ahead. All right. All right, bigger, bigger, bigger. You know what? I'm calling the cops on her. Yeah, hello? Yeah, is this New Jersey PD? Yeah, don't worry about who this is.
Bucci.
That's and no one. Listen, there's this lady who's illegally getting implants. I'm not even sure where the implants are, but I would just be on the lookout for them. Okay, that's rude. All right, I gotta go. They were making wolf whistle noises. 201-209-9368. If you want to commit a crime,
you're busted.
I will either bust you or not bust you. You know, if you don't like the sound of my voice, and by the way, join the queue. First it's me, and then it's you. I got here first. Then listen to the sweet sounds of Micah's voice. It's very difficult to like this show if you don't like the sounds that Abuchi makes. And that is definitely a Bucci adage.
Bucci adage.
It's almost number one adage, call it eat a Bucci. Hello, who's this? Is this Lucy?
Hello.
Again? Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Julian, but you can call me Jules to keep it informal.
Okay, sure. And all right, Jules, how you doing, baby?
Not too bad. Why'd I say not that? Too bad. Thank you so much for asking.
Mm-hmm. So, Jules, what do you? What are you? Do you see any crimes that you want to commit? Do you see someone lurking in your bushes, or has someone drank all your brandy, or anything like that? You want?
No, but. Not recently, but I was inspired. I saw a crime being committed. I was immediately inspired. I've thought about it for years, actually, and I think this phone call is exactly what I need to push me over the edge to finally commit the crime myself.
Okay, what is it?
Wearing a tank top over a long sleeve shirt in public. Uh-huh. I saw it once when I was young.
And you're like,
never
oh,
been able
man,
to erase
that's so
the image
cool.
from my mind. Never.
So it was like a wife liking a tank top or like an undershirt.
Yes, it was a wife pleaser over a wife liker. Like I don't even. I think it was a gray. Just it was a long
it doesn't
tank
matter.
Top on a man.
Okay, you want to do that right now? I condone that.
So there's. I do want to do it right now, but
good,
I
do
don't
it.
Have a tank top. I don't have a tank. I'm not a tank top person. That's kind of why I've been so hesitant.
All right. So, Jules, I really don't mean you can do. Do you have any other crimes? Do you want to like do some bag snatching, and then when you get a tank top, I can distract them for that, or I can't do anything if you don't have the actual. You can't rob a bank without a knife. And a mask,
I have
an LBJ
I am a mobile semi-truck diesel mechanic, and I do all of my own accounting and paperwork, and I could easily cheat on my taxes, but I haven't yet because it would bother my conscience.
Okay, you
but
know
also,
what?
This could be it.
All right, cheat on your taxes right now. Go ahead, cheat on them.
I can pull up QuickBooks, and I can do it right now.
No.
There's a policeman
nothing's
right
happening.
Here.
Nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. Go back away. All right, you're good. Ooh. Keep cheating, man.
Man.
All right, goodbye. Look, there's a lot of people who want to commit crimes here. I gotta answer them. Caller, you got Shabooch.
Hi, this is Jade. I think that I feel really misunderstood.
Wait a minute.
You.
Is this Lucy again?
Shut up. Oh my God.
Lucy,
I literally can't deal with you.
All right. Well, I feel like you personally can deal with me, and you don't want to admit
what?
It. You don't want to
Shut
admit it,
up.
It. You don't want to admit it.
Admit it.
Admit it.
Great.
All right. So I was allowed. So Lucy, I stopped. You know, I'm hope you enjoy all those implants you got, your biceps and your whatever you wanted to get implanted. I distracted
the police. I want a BBL.
I don't know what that means. All right, goodbye. I secretly do know what that means, but you can't discuss that. Kari Yabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this? Why is
this? I want to stay anonymous.
Okay. What do you have a fake fun name that you want to... You want to float just so I can call you something? Or I can
definitely
rat you
definitely
out to the
not
police?
Bandit.
All right, I'm just going to call you Steve. All right, Steve, what do you – do you see any crimes? Do you see someone standing on the left-hand side of the escalator, you know, the side that's usually reserved for walking?
Commit,
get out of the way. What?
I have a crime to commit.
A lot of crimes committed. I haven't really prevented any crimes, which is frankly shocking with this WFMU audience. All right, Steve, what crime do you want to commit?
I have had this shipping crate full of counterfeit Beanie Babies since the 90s.
Uh-huh.
And I cannot get rid of them.
Well, frankly, Steve, I think that ship might have sailed. I don't think you're going to be able to unload
Beanie
Babies.
I feel like
Babies.
If we rework them, they'll look like Labubus.
Yeah, so what? So maybe if you stuff them with more foam, even isn't a Labubu like a Beanie Baby that's stuffed with foam?
Oh.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't,
it
I,
is.
Yeah,
the
I don't,
answer
I
is
know.
Yes. So,
I,
all right.
Trends,
so, you want know? To, do you want to, what do you want to do with these Beanie Babies, this thing full of Beanie
they're,
Babies?
They're definitely real Beanie Babies that you should definitely buy off of me.
Okay, so you want to sell a whole crate of Beanie Babies? That's going to, how many Beanie Babies? 300?
This is like a shipping crate, so like, you know, this is like.
Oh, sure. You know what? No
the
problem. No problem. No, you know what? That's fine. Go ahead and sell. Go.
Here, Pat. Yeah, here you go, kid.
He got arrested. I'm so sorry. Sometimes I can't keep the cops at bay. Sometimes you will go down. And I didn't rat, by the way. People are saying that he just ratted on that guy, Steve. I didn't rat. And that's a Bucci adage. It is. Caller, you Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, this is, we'll just say this is Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
Oh, so
how
glad
you doing?
To hear that. I'm very fine. I'm waiting to commit, I'm waiting to stop a crime.
Let's frame someone.
You want someone to get framed?
Yeah, I want to frame Andy Breckman.
Okay, that guy who created Monk? Is that who we were talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, that guy. The king of the zingers.
Yeah, the zing king. So, what
the
do you
zing
want
zing king. Yeah, what that's what he's going by in 26.
I'm the zing king, king of the rim ram room. Why don't you...
Ding dong.
Why don't you tell me, what do you want to frame him for?
I want to frame him for cutting all those bad checks.
He
cut some bad checks to WFMU.
He did? Wait, how can you frame him if he did it? He already
Well, he hasn't done it yet.
Oh, I see. So how do you intend to frame someone for cutting bad checks?
Well, I need his checks to be bad, Bootsy.
So you need to rob his house?
Aren't you going to help with the framing?
So you need to rob his house? I'm not going to help. I'm just going to be a lookout guy for you. So if you
I thought this was you'd help with the framing.
No, like an accomplice. No. I am not. My hands are clean. You know, I'm going to wet my beak for anything that you get. I'm going to need a little But I am in the shadows. You are doing all the crimes. I'm just making sure that you don't get caught.
Oh, okay. Well, that kind of changes the calculus on this. Well, that's kind of a crime in and of itself, though.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I want to go through with this now.
Keep talking. Yeah, hey. NJPD? Yeah, there's a guy he wants to... I don't know what he's got a confusing plan to steal money from Andy Breckman's... Yeah, the guy who created Monk.
You're talking...
I don't know where he lives.
Put the phone down.
But just trace this call. The call that I'm calling, you stupid idiot.
You're
all right.
Busted.
You're busted. I'm sorry, but you. While we were talking, I was just standing here. You got busted. I think Andy Breckman might have...
You betrayed me, Bucci.
No. I betray nobody, unless you want me to betray someone. If you want me to betray someone, then I can do that in the best way possible. But I do get a little... I'm going to get a little taste on everything. If you want to rob that diner, there's a diner in Rutherford, New Jersey, and he charged Bucci for extra syrup. You know what? If you want to rob those people, they keep all their cash in a big mayonnaise jar under the counter. It'll be that's an easy target, man. Easy target. There's this bucket emporium. I don't want to even get. There's this bucket emporium wants $30 for a bucket hat. So I'm not paying that. So maybe steal a couple bucket hats for the DJ. Call her Bucci.
Yeah, I'm called to speak to Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Pete, but you got to keep your voice down.
I have to keep my voice. Oh, I see. Yep, okay. What? Who is it? Okay, Pete.
I need you to help me get a jet ski, but you got to move quick, real fast.
Okay, what is it again? You're muttering. It's okay.
I'm getting a jet ski.
You're getting a jet ski, okay.
Yeah, just be the lookout real quick. I'm going to grab it.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Oh, what is that?
Hey! Do you have any,
I'm running. I got to run.
I was distracting that guy.
Ah, you got me! Damn you, Bucci's Crime Watch!
I was ready to help that guy. He ran out of the store. I was asking the employee about canoes, giving him the window to steal a bunch of skis. He didn't have the belly for it. Look, don't call in and commit crimes if you're a chicken. And if you are going to commit a crime, no violent crimes, please. So far, they've all been good, mostly counterfeiting and shoplifting and some elaborate scam about to drain Andy Breckman's bank account. But crime up, not down, please. Rip off the billionaires or the people who leave their wallets on a bar and then turn their back for a second. Rip those people off. You know, so I was, like, earlier I mentioned that I was busted for allegedly stealing a bunch of mandolins that were worth about $9,000. You can't even imagine. I can't even imagine a mandolin costing more than 2 bits. And I was nervous because they did get me, because people who know me know that I do occasionally dip my toe into the netherworld. Not the one that you're thinking of, a different netherworld. And I didn't want that to be exposed. I didn't want to be, you know, busted for something I didn't do. And then all of a sudden they start digging into my business. And all of a sudden, you know, my top hat toilet business goes under. Call Rigabuchi. Hello, are you, who is this?
Hey, it's Andrew again.
Andrew,
I want to commit a crime again, but I had some profound realizations in between, and I just thought I'd share them briefly.
Look, you already committed a crime very quickly. I got a whole board of people who need help.
Okay. We are going to war with that country. We took it for oil, really.
It's Crime Watch.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and somebody asked me what's a dichotomy, and I said it was a lesbian lobotomy, and the youth awoke from their entropy.
That's not true at all. You know what? That guy's getting picked up. I don't even know what that means. And also, I hope they arrest you.
You're busted.
I don't like comedy, people. Let's keep things serious. Call Igabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Tommy.
Oh, hey, Tommy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. I will be happier if I can prevent, can help you commit a crime or help you prevent one.
Well, listen, I got a very good counterfeiting scheme.
Another one. Okay.
No, this one's good, though.
Oh, okay.
You see, you need those very fancy high-tech printers and stuff for those, like, paper money, right?
Yes, and the paper itself. As I underlined to Griswold, you need the actual paper. It feels, you can tell a counterfeit money. You know,
yeah,
anyone's tried to pass
but
Monopoly
that's with the paper money
through an ATM. What are you talking about there, Tommy?
It's the paper money. If we counterfeit coins, we get a ton of soda cans, melt them down, make some molds, get tons of coins. Who checks your pennies for counterfeit?
I don't know.
Who checks your nickels and dimes? When you go to a 7-Eleven to get your morning coffee, give him the handful of nickels. Is he looking to see if you counterfeited that? No, he'll check the big bills, baby.
Yes, don't call the bills baby. But, all right, so you want to counterfeit pennies or nickels or dimes.
Nickels,
they're not making
quarters,
pennies.
Half dollars.
Do you have a bunch of tin cans and stuff that you want to hammer out into coins or not?
Baby,
right,
they're everywhere. We could go along the highway and pick up cans, work those coins into the system. We're good.
All right, go ahead, and I'll be a lookout for you. Go.
Yeah, you
got
to. I
got
to get the mold stuff, the stuff to make the molds from Home Depot. We can make a furnace. Very easy. YouTube tutorials. Melt down the cans. Get the coin.
All right, it's free. Go ahead. That's the sign. Go ahead and.
All right, I'm on my way. Let's go.
All right, goodbye. You know, don't do the crime if you don't have the things to do the crime when you call the show. You know. I'm not going to wait around for you to get a penny-smashing machine. Call it Igabuchi.
Hello?
Yes, Lou, who's this?
Pardon?
Yes, hello, who is this? You are on the radio with Bucci.
Hello, this is Lincoln calling from Texas. I got a bit of a two-for-one for you here. You know, I want to report a robbery. I'm home for the break, and my sister, she stole my nose, and I was just wondering what the appropriate course of action was here for a seizure of the olfactory system.
Why? Someone stole your nose? What are you going to use your nose for? It better not be illicit substances.
Just breathing, smelling.
Just breathing.
I think it's one of the greater, higher points of my life.
You know what? I think you may have been fooled by the old gotcha nose routine, though. Did you check her hand? Maybe.
I did check her hand, and it was in there. I'll tell you what. She was putting it in between her pointer finger and her middle finger.
And showing off
back and forth.
So you want to report that? You want to get that back?
Yeah. Well, you know, Gucci, I'm calling from the state of Texas, and we have some stand your ground laws here. So I just wanted to, you know, pick your brain about what I could do to respond to this.
You cut out there. I would recommend, you know, you said stand your ground. I would stand your ground, but not with any weapon, and just stand in front of your sister's door and say, I want my nose back. Call Igabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Hi, it's Alexandra.
Oh, hey, Alexandra. Is that your real name? I mean, we don't have to. You don't have to answer that question. Alexandra, do you want to commit a crime or prevent one from happening?
I want to commit a crime.
Of course. What crime do you want to commit? You want to wear a baseball hat at like a jaunty angle? That's like a crime in my house.
A what?
Wearing a baseball hat at like a cocky, like jaunty angle. I don't care for that. I feel like that should be a crime.
Like backwards, like you're 5 years old?
Yeah, or like just perched on the top of your head and slightly sideways in like a real impudent way. You know, I don't care for that. But what? That's my crime. Very quickly, what crime do you want to commit?
I'm always too scared to shoplift from Walmart, but I know it's super easy.
Oh, yeah. It's totally easy. And they lock up a lot of stuff now, but other stuff. All right, go ahead. I'll totally watch out for the security so you can shoplift. Go ahead. Go, 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 go.
Okay. So we're in the baking aisle, and I'm just grabbing a bunch of chocolate chips.
Okay. I'll let you know when they're not looking. I'll give you the high sign.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right, that's it. Go, 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 go. Steal.
Okay. Can you grab that cornstarch, too?
Hold on. Ah! Go! Run!
No!
Ah, you got me! Damn you, Bucci's crime.
Sorry, Alexander. I screwed up. Well, I'm sorry about that. I was hoping for, you know, I like stealing from Walmart or Walgreens as much as the next person, especially if the next person is Micah. I'm glad everybody got what they wanted. I'm glad no one ratted on Bucci, though people on the chat are saying that they will rat on Bucci if he doesn't obey them. So stupid. All right. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockin' County at 91.9 FM. And online at all the time at WFMU.org. Who protects Bucci from the cops? You do, Chief.
You're not busted. You got away with it. Now where's my cut? Thank you.